His parents discovered discrepancies. Did I say that right? Yeah. That
Say it again.
Discrepancies.
Did you ask if you said it right?
Yeah.
It sounded funny. It sounded like you were about to mess it up.
I probably was.
Oh.
Discrepancies, right?
Yeah.
I know how to read. I'm just half asleep. And I even take...
Okay, you gotta...
Because I was going to take some Benadryl, but I was like, no. Because... okay. I'm going to just do it over. What are you drinking? You got two different... okay. His parents...
Oh, yeah, I got water and then I got tea. Why you over here?
Okay.
I got tea because I'm a professional.
Okay. His parents discovered... oh, I thought you was about to say something else. Because of the way you... it's the way that you freezing. Because it's like... it looked like you in the middle of talking... and so I look up okay. And it's like,
if I have something to
see, and you talking and your mouth is still covered.
If I have something to say, I'm going to do this. I'm just going to do this until you acknowledge me, until you say go, and then I'll know to go.
Okay. Okay.
No, I'm going to do it the same every time. Boo. Strangers. I am the... hold on. Ugh, my headphone. I don't like these headphones. It keep coming in my ear because I think I got them all upside down. Okay. I am Britt.
And I'm D.
Why you stop? Why you stop? I took a drink.
What you mean?
That's all I had. I don't know. You kind of stopped and looked. You wasn't feeling?
Oh, because I thought you was going to keep going, but...
mm-mm. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong. It's just been a long day. I don't feel no kind of way about it. It's just been a long day, you know? I went on my trip, same. And I've put behind childish things.
Did you?
My shirt, wait, cause my shirt literally says, I was gonna this say, is some bullshit.
And I started to get that shirt too.
I love this shirt. Well, that's Shein. Or
I saw it on Amazon.
Oh, I got it from Shein. Cause I still shop at Shein. Yeah. Faithfully.
Same.
Welcome to another episode of Spooky. Episode, well, this one's not of it's, go ahead, I'm sorry,
this is chaotic.
I haven't smoked.
It's funny because all I hear is you talking nonstop, but then it's like every time you move you freeze, so you're doing like this. Oh, and I'm like, what I'm is sorry. Going on? And then it's just a blur, your hair is just like a blur.
The internet's connections. The internet.
Okay.
Good.
Did you even say welcome to another episode?
Let's say it again. And welcome to another episode, October episode of It's a Strange World After All.
Are you okay?
Excuse me. No, I had a burp stuck in my chest. Hold on.
Lord, okay. You can't be coming with these shenanigans when we go live.
Coming with these I didn't come with the shenanigans. The shenanigans came with me. Right? Yeah, I didn't come. I didn't bring them. Lord. They brought me.
If you shenan once, you gonna shenan again.
You go shenanigan. That's my favorite quote. That's like my one of my favorite quotes.
Why?
Wait. I don't know, because okay, I have to say this, because now I realize it's not gonna work. Because, so you know how we talked about, I was like, well, if something comes to me on my trip, then I'm gonna creatively use it at like, or find a story, whatever. Me and Trish were watching SpongeBob, and we watched the hash-slinging slasher of all things. Girl. But the hash-slinging slasher episode came on, and I was like, I'm gonna do this, and I'm gonna be so serious, and I'm gonna wait. I said, by the time I say special for her hand, she gonna get it. But then I was like, oh wait, we have to put it into the thing, so I can't do it. So
have to put it into what?
The script, like into the Halloween episode script thing.
Yeah, but I don't look at it until we record. I know what mine are.
Oh, well, it's too late now. I done
so
gave
you
it away.
Have done it, but
it's too late.
Because I was thinking about that, because I was like, you know what mine is, because you do the little, you know, the highlights and stuff. So,
well, I said that to say I was cracking up.
What, from SpongeBob?
Well, because I was like, I'm SpongeBob in this Squidward. I don't know why that was so funny to me, because he was sick of
that
him.
Is
but
funny
then I was
too.
Like, he really.
Yes.
He really loved him, though. When he thought something was wrong, he was like, a SpongeBob. That you really love him, though. But go ahead. What was you going to say?
I forgot. I don't even know.
Oh, my bad. My bad.
It wasn't. I don't think it was anything important.
Okay. We're here. We're focused. I am more than my ADHD. Okay. Second week of spooky season. Our favorite time of year. So, all month long, we are dedicating all of our episodes. No, I'm serious. I'm here. All month long, we are dedicating all of our episodes to All Hallows Eve. The last episode of the month will be our Halloween variety show. So, stay tuned for that. It'll be jam-packed with strange content. We also may or may not. You know, we're on the fence. We're on the fence about it, but we may have two bonus episodes. You know, it's Halloween. You guys like your spooky movies, so maybe we'll have two this month. We'll see.
And then I know you was dropping hints last night. I was half asleep, but I know you was dropping hints.
I wasn't. I really wasn't. I said when you said like... okay, I was like, mm-mm. Go ahead.
Because I was asleep. That's why I was like, oh, okay. But I was like, you ask me what movie, and then I tell you the movie. And he was like, oh, by the way, these are on Amazon Prime. So that means you dropping hints.
No. I feel like text messaging and DMing and stuff gets a lot of people in trouble because you can't decipher tone. I literally was just telling you, because I was like, I don't know the last time that she's seen Killer Clowns from Outer Space. And then I genuinely got excited because Jeepers Creepers 2 wasn't on anything, like for free. And I was like, oh, God, I already watched it. I just was saying for leisure purposes. But no, I didn't care. I was going watch it regardless.
And then I was like, so on Instagram, because I was like, maybe we can do that one later, because I don't know why, but everybody is talking about that movie right now.
Which one?
Like posting it on their Jeepers Creepers 2.
Probably because
I feel like
it's on Amazon Prime.
But I was like, I don't like doing what everybody else do at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Again, that wasn't like a push to do it. I figured we probably weren't going to do it until next year anyway. So I was like, maybe she want to watch it, because we were talking about it when we were doing the first one, and it wasn't on anything. So I was like, she might want to watch it just to watch it.
Okay.
Prepare to be sick of us.
Anything else?
Yes. For today's trick or treat, whichever way you're looking at it, we've got trivia.
Oh Lord, I'm never prepared.
That was my Oprah impression. Can you see it in my freezing? We've got trivia. Or am I freezing up?
No, I saw it.
All right. Okay. Now,
oh, man,
I believe that this is one of the ones that I did look at last year, so I'm trying to make sure that I don't repeat a question.
I wouldn't remember anyway.
I remember the jack-o'-lantern one, the origin, because you were like, oh, I don't know about trivia. And I was like, D, a lot of this stuff I know you know.
Yeah.
Okay, this one you probably don't know. But where is the world's longest haunted house?
The what?
The world's.
What did you say? Oh.
Wilds. The world's longest haunted house.
Are you from? Okay.
I don't think.
Where? Like the state? Is it Kentucky? No, not Kentucky. Because is it McCamey Manor? Is that the name of the haunted house?
No. This, I feel like, is a trick question, though, because I don't think this is an actual house.
Oh, Lord. Wait, are you talking about like an attraction or an actual, the way you froze?
That's probably because of how I'm, and then it's, hold on. I'm trying to make sure. It is a haunted attraction.
Did I get it right?
No. What did you say? Kentucky.
What's the answer?
I knew it wasn't that.
I said Kentucky.
It is.
Tennessee.
What was the name of it?
McCamey Manor.
Oh, okay. I had never heard of that. That's why. So, I mean, the good answer, because I would have been stumped. I would have said Cutting Edge in Fort Worth, because that's how small, you know, how uncultured I am. I would have said Cutting Edge in Fort Worth.
Because, like, McCamey Manor is like 10 hours.
Ooh.
And I just don't know where it is because he moved it.
Oh.
And then I don't know if it's still in business because he was doing some sketchy stuff. But what?
According to Parade.com, the Haunted Cave in Lewisburg, Ohio is. It is a whopping 3,564 feet long, and it's located 80 feet underground.
I thought you were talking about like the duration, like how long it takes to complete. Because that's why I said McCamey Manor, because it takes like 10 hours to go through the whole thing.
I meant to say not the duration, but obviously there's a connection delay, and you had started talking, and then it sidetracked me from saying not the duration. So my bad.
Now, who just knows that?
The people that parade.
I don't go to a haunted house and measure how long it is. I'm like, how many square feet
know.
Is this?
Maybe the length of time. Maybe the length of time, too. I don't know. Maybe the length of time is long. Who knows? I don't know. I didn't even know that they had haunted caves. Let me find a better one. Okay, only one holiday of all holidays, American holidays, surpasses Halloween in annual consumer sales. What is it?
Christmas.
Yes. That was easy. That was easy. Yes.
Because I was like, it's either Christmas or Valentine's Day.
I was thinking Valentine's Day too, but Valentine's Day probably has lesser than we think because not a lot of people, you know, succumb to it. A lot of people are single.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to do two more because I didn't really like the first one. What? This one's for you. What was candy corn originally called?
I don't know.
Basura is what it should have been called, but that's not what it was called.
Anyway, I have no clue.
Chicken
corn.
Feed. Corn. Just corn. And then the kids were like, don't give me, I don't want no corn. Sugar corn. No, it was chicken feed.
Oh.
Because, you know, right? You feed chicken corns, right? Did I say you feed chicken corns? Or you feed
I don't know what you...
corn. Oh, I think I say you feed chicken corns. I think was what I said. What famous magician died on Halloween?
Houdini?
Yes, Harry Houdini, specifically.
Yeah. Anyway, you know who I'm talking about.
No, that wasn't for you. That was for the people.
Oh.
But, okay.
Oh, okay.
Simmer down. You thought somebody was trying to get you to change the movie? Then you thought I was coming for you, girl?
In my defense, I was asleep.
You can go ahead whenever you're ready.
Okay.
Thanks for playing trivia. Halloween trivia.
Okay. In today's episode, we discuss the true crime case of 21-year-old Christopher Jenkins, who disappeared on Halloween after a night of partying.
21-year-old Chris Jenkins was a student at the University of Minnesota and was the captain of the lacrosse team. He grew up in Eden Prairie, Minnesota, with his parents Steve and Jan and his sister Sarah.
On the night of October 31st, 2002, Chris dressed as a Native American and went with his girlfriend and another couple to a Halloween party at the Lone Tree Bar and Grill in Minneapolis. At around midnight, Chris was kicked out of the bar, leaving behind his phone, wallet, and jacket. The bouncer watched as he took a left on Hennepin Avenue. The bouncer was the last person to see Chris alive.
On February 27th, 2003, Chris's body was found in the Mississippi River between the 3rd Avenue Bridge and St. Anthony Falls. His legs and arms were crossed, and he had his own hair in his hand. This was not noticed until years later because the hair was filed away in an envelope labeled foreign matter in left hand and was eventually tested for DNA. Okay, so I'm not sure about this, but why wouldn't they have tested it? You know, I'm not sure about it because I'm just a dum-dum. So why
oh my God.
Wouldn't they? I just want to let it be known, you know. Why wouldn't they have tested it? Because it was something that they deemed as foreign on him.
I'm thinking, and I don't know, I'm not sure, but I'm thinking that whoever put it in the envelope just put it up and then they didn't find it until kind of like with, was it Matrice? Because it was something that had to do with like an envelope that was in the desk and nobody ever saw it until years later. Yeah, so I'm thinking it's something like that.
I get what you're saying. So it got lost is what you're thinking?
That's what I'm thinking.
Okay. That's careless, but if that's what happened.
Yeah. An autopsy determined that Chris was not intoxicated to the point where he wouldn't have been able to walk on his own. The manner of death was listed as unknown. So before the case was reopened, the cause of death was listed as drowning. So they were saying that he drowned. But then they switched to unknown. However, police believed his death was either an accident or suicide. They theorized that Chris was drunk and either accidentally fell or jumped from the Hennepin Avenue Bridge. So just speculation.
Right. Well, okay, what is an average length of time that a case is? Well, I guess if they deemed it an accident, that's why they felt comfortable closing it.
Yeah.
Because that seems like a short amount of time.
It is, but yeah, okay. Yeah, they just figured it was an accident because he was drinking to the point where he was put out, but he wasn't like that drunk. So they're thinking that he was drunk enough to where he just either fell or he took his own life. One of the two.
The case was closed in 2004, but Chris's parents believed he was murdered. They hired a private investigator to look into the case. The private investigator noted that Chris didn't have any injuries one would expect to find if he had fallen from a bridge. So he'd be, I guess, pretty like banged up, bruised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
His parents discovered discrepancies that suggested his body was not in the river the entire time he was missing. They also claimed that the police didn't handle the investigation well. They claimed the initial investigators failed to interview people at the bar that night and did not treat the site where Chris's body was found as a crime scene. Why not, though? I guess they probably went into it thinking it was an accident because he was drunk and leaving a bar. So maybe they didn't really look into it like that. Because why would it not be a crime scene?
That's the only thing I can think of is if they had already been given all the facts and assumed, okay, well, he's drunk. He accidentally fell. Yeah, there's no need to make this a crime scene. There's no need to interview people because we know what happened. Well, we believe we know what happened.
Yeah, because then they didn't even interview people. So,
Yeah. Why would you? If it was an accident, unless there was somebody saying that they were there at the time that he went over, who would you interview? If you're thinking it's an accident, I mean.
Oh, okay. I was going to say interview people at the bar. But yeah, if they think it's an accident, then yeah.
Retired detectives Kevin Gannon and Anthony Duarte looked into Chris's death and discovered that the position of his body and other physical evidence indicated he had not drowned accidentally. How is it that they were able to come to this conclusion, but nobody else that was actually working on the case was able to come to this conclusion?
It's one of those things where, so you know how, but then it wasn't even that long ago, because I'm thinking of like cold cases when like they reopen it so they can get a new set of eyes to look and see if they can pick up on something that they missed before. Because this is after, because they're retired when they're looking into this. So this is after the fact. So I'm thinking that's what it is, just to get a new set of eyes on there. And they're basically seeing everything that they missed because they treated it as an accident.
Okay.
So it's like, of course, they're going to miss a lot because they didn't investigate. In 2005, police received a tip about Chris's death. They located and questioned a man who was incarcerated on unrelated charges. He claimed he and another man accosted Chris on the Hennepin Avenue Bridge pedestrian walkway that night. He said Chris was an easy target for a mugging because he was drunk. He said his accomplice became angry because Chris had nothing of value on him and flung him over the bridge into the Mississippi River. If that's true, that is messed up.
That is messed up. That's intense.
Because, yeah, he left everything. He left his phone, his wallet. Yeah.
First of all, never mind, because I don't want to mess, because I seen your note. I'm going to wait.
Oh, okay.
Because, no, I'm sorry. I have to. How, like, okay, if he got kicked out, but he was there with other people, and he left all of his things, why did those people not grab his belongings?
No, I think they probably did. They just didn't leave with him. They stayed and partied.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because that was one of my notes.
I know. That's why I didn't say that, because I knew that was one of your notes. But I hadn't thought about the fact of him not having his things.
Yeah. I'm thinking he left it with them, because where else would he leave it? I mean, I get he was drunk, but...
I thought the bar.
Oh, yeah. That too.
In November 2006, the police reclassified Chris's death as a homicide. However, Chris's family does not believe he was thrown from the bridge because he was still wearing his slip-on shoes, his shirt was tucked in, and his costume was still intact. They believe that Chris was forced into a van, driven around, and eventually murdered and dumped in the river. My question is, why? Well, I guess it's not a question. I just wonder why they would have confessed to throwing him over the bridge in the first place if that's not what happened, unless something else happened and somehow the police are involved and they were, this is like definitely like a far-fetched theory, but you see what I'm saying? Like if the police were involved and they were just trying to get these people to confess to something that they actually, that they never did.
So I don't think that's the case, because there's a lot of people who confess to stuff just because, like I said before, people have confessed to murders and they didn't do it just for the attention. And then this person was already incarcerated, so he probably thought he could get some kind of deal to like get out early, or because he didn't say he did it. He said his friend was the one that threw him over the bridge. So I'm thinking he either is just looking for attention or he's trying to get some kind of a deal to get out.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. That's, I guess, that's stupid to me.
Yeah, it is. But I mean, as much true crime and stuff as I watch, I've seen a lot of people confess to murders and they didn't even do it. There's just something wrong with them mentally. Or they just want attention.
I was going to say they're looking out for themselves, because that is inconsiderate to his family who are looking for answers.
Yeah. But then he probably don't, these people don't care. Because, I mean, he's already, like you said, he's looking out for himself. He's trying to get out of prison. A few months prior to Chris's disappearance, a man attended the same bar. After having a drink, he became very ill, almost losing consciousness. When he was taken to the hospital by his friends, a high amount of GHB was found in his system. It was theorized that something similar happened to Chris. And then, so this was my note, because I was like, I'm not blaming anybody, but I just don't understand why at least his girlfriend didn't leave with him when he got kicked out, because he was with his girlfriend and another couple. And so whoever this man was, I was just saying, he was lucky his friends noticed and took him to the hospital, because he could have ended up the same way.
Yeah.
But I just don't understand, like, when we go out, like, if you get kicked out, I'm not staying. I'm leaving.
Yeah.
So,
well,
I don't understand where they were.
I'm your ride, so, you know.
Shut up.
But,
you know what I mean.
No, I get what you're saying. I don't know. Because I thought about that, too. And then, but I was thinking they are young. They were 21. There was alcohol involved. I know, because I think back, I'm not going to name names, but there was a time, I believe you were with us that time, we were all out. One person couldn't get into a club or a bar with us because they appeared to be so inebriated. And they were like, just, I'll sleep in the car. Even though with that, because like now that I think about it, it was a little irresponsible, I guess. But my windows were tinted. And then like they were in the back. Like we locked them in there.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. There has been a night where I've been out with friends. There has been a night where I've been out with friends. And I think there was like a miscommunication. Like, I think someone was like, oh, she left. She said bye, but I hadn't. And they actually left me at the club by myself.
Oh.
But it was like a complete misunderstanding. And we were young. We were in our early 20s. We were young, like no hard feelings. So I was thinking maybe it was a situation like that. Like if everybody's drunk, then...
Yeah, that's true. That's why I said I wasn't blaming them, but I was like, I don't know. I would have, but it depends, like you said, if they knew that he got kicked out, because I'm thinking that he left his wallet and stuff with them and left. But then, like you said, he could have just left it at the bar or something. So,
yeah.
Yeah. And then,
also,
what I was going to say,
go ahead.
No, I was just going to say about the the GHB, I believe he did have a little bit in his system. And I looked into that, and apparently your body naturally produces a small amount of GHB. So that could explain what was going on with him. So.
Wait, elaborate. What do you mean?
Chris had a small amount of GHB in his system. And so they were thinking that the other guy could have been linked because he had GHB, but he was actually drugged. That guy was actually drugged. So people's, your body naturally produces GHB. So that theory is out that he was drugged because he didn't have enough in his system for it to be, you know what I mean? It was what his body naturally produced.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
The detectives we mentioned earlier, Kevin Gannon and Anthony Duarte, believe that Chris's death is linked to the drowning deaths of 40 young men, mostly college students, in 11 states. According to them, a smiley face was found painted near the crime scenes. The detectives believe it is the killer's signature, claiming responsibility for the deaths. However, FBI investigators believe the deaths were accidental. Chris Jenkins' case remains unsolved. Final thoughts.
As far as like the smiley face killer, that could be a whole another episode because I don't understand how they're not linked. So these two detectives, retired detectives, they linked it, but everybody else, like the FBI and the local police, are saying that they're not linked, but they're exactly the same. All of these men were found drowned, and nobody, and they were all leaving clubs or bars. They were all drunk. They were all white men. They were all the same age. Sounds like a serial killer to me. To me. It's the same MO. But, oh, and there's a smiley face near most of them. I don't think it was all of them, but most of them. I remember I heard about that when I was researching another case of a man who just happened to be black. So I don't think they put him in there with them because he was black. But it was in the same area. And then some kind of way people thought it was Bigfoot. Mm-hmm. But I think 40 that they can actually link is a lot.
That is a lot.
I don't think that it was accidental. I don't think that he committed suicide. I think he was murdered. That's just my opinion. That's just my dumb opinion.
Sway, okay. So I'm looking at this article. This article, it's called Positively Pittsburgh. It's talking about the smiley face killer.
Mm-hmm.
And it talks about, yeah, the consistency of, or this is saying 50 intoxicated people that they stopped. Never mind. I thought they were saying that there was 50 intoxicated people that ended up dying. Never mind.
Oh.
What? Hold on. Oh, because this is trying to debunk the theory of the smiley face killer.
Mm-hmm. Because it is a,
that it's an urban legend.
I mean, they came up with it, but it's kind of like a conspiracy theory because it kind of ties into, some people think that it's a like an underground network of serial killers.
Yes.
And they're all killing these men and putting smiley faces. So it's not just one person, because that's a lot. Even yeah. though there is, what's his name? Is it Samuel Little? Like, he has a lot of victims. So it's possible to be one person, but it's a lot like connected to that theory.
Do you believe, because you said you do believe that he was murdered. Do you believe that that is how he was murdered?
The smiley face killer? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because for him to have, if he would have fallen off of a bridge, why? How was his costume still intact? Why didn't he have any injuries? And then how did his hair get in his hand? So I'm like, I don't know. It just doesn't seem like an accident. Because, like, if he would have just fell, like, he would have been bruised up. He would have been, you know, I don't know.
Do you think his hair being in his hand indicates that there was some kind of struggle? Or do you think, like, what do you think?
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah, a struggle. Because, like, why would you just pull out your hair? Or unless whoever did it, I don't know, maybe it was something weird, like the person who did it, like, grabbed his hair and put it in his hand, or I don't know. And then maybe. They said his arms were, I think they said it was folded.
Yeah.
His arms were folded. Yeah. I don't know. It's just it's weird.
Yeah. It could even be that maybe this alleged killer could have even taken some hair as like a trophy and left some in his hand.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Maybe.
That's possible.
I don't know, because I'm thinking too, okay, it seems like you said, he wasn't he didn't have like bruise that would indicate that he fell. His costume was intact. His shoes were intact. So then for me though, that doesn't quite explain that there was some sort of a struggle, like a tussle, like unless he was so drunk that he couldn't fight back.
That's what I'm thinking. And then like, it's almost like he was placed there, like something happened somewhere else. Like how his family said they think somebody picked him up in a van. Yeah, that's what it's looking like.
Okay, because yeah, that's what I was trying to... Yeah, because I'm like, okay, even if he was drowned, so like, let's say, yes, even if he was drowned, even if he was taken there, or yeah, there's still like pieces missing. Like, how did he get there? Why would he have been there so late? So yeah, maybe he was murdered before and then dumped there. I don't know.
Then but put how? There, yeah. Exactly. That's what needs to be figured out.
Because his cause of death is drowning, is what they, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. No, it's homicide, because they reopened it.
But by what, though? Like, what was his cause of death?
That's what they're trying to figure out. They're going to have a harder time because they didn't do an initial investigation. So they're really working with nothing.
Okay, yes, that makes sense. Forensics stuff is hard to... It's hard to do that stuff because they didn't do that stuff in the beginning. That's what she's saying. In dumb terms.
That's literally what I said. So you calling me dumb?
No, that's not what you said. The way that I said it was dumb. You didn't say it like that. You said it. You said it. Is you drunk? No. You said it in an elegant way. I said it in a dumb way. I said, so basically you saying that it's hard to do the stuff now because they didn't do the stuff when they should have did the stuff then, because they deemed it as an accident and they should have been looking at stuff, forensics and stuff.
And then couldn't they just exhume his body to get a cause of death?
Okay. That's what I was thinking. But again, I'm not an expert, so I didn't know like how long you had. I don't know. I just didn't know exactly how that worked. But I'm thinking, okay, once you deem that it was a possible homicide, now what? Because I'm still kind of confused on the cause of death.
Yeah, this happened in 2002. They reopened the case in 2006, and they probably should have exhumed his body then, because all they need is his parents' permission. And I'm pretty sure they want to know what happened to their son.
Yeah.
But I don't know now if did they cremate him or did they, I don't know. Which I'm pretty sure, yeah, they wouldn't have cremated him because of the fact that they thought he was murdered, and they would probably, in the back of their mind, think about exhuming his body.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. Maybe they did and we just don't know. And they're like holding stuff back.
Because the case is still open.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else?
That's all I got. That's all I got.
That is all, folks.
Please follow us on Instagram at It's a Strange World Podcast, Twitter at Pod Strange World, and on Facebook and TikTok at It's a Strange World After All. Also, if you are listening to us on Apple Podcasts or Spotify and like the show, please go ahead and give us a 5-star rating. And if you're feeling extra strange, please write a review. Please and thank you.
Yes, we would love to hear from you. What did you think of this week's episode? Also, if there's anything else in the world of strange or true crime cases that you would like us to cover, let us know. If you have any personal stories involving true crime or the supernatural, we would love to have you on the show and share them with our listeners. We are doing movie reviews of the horror, thriller, slasher, and true crime genre. So if you have any movies or documentaries and want to hear our uncensored, unsolicited opinions on them, you can email those submissions to itsastrangeworldafterall@gmail.com or DM us at any other social media platforms D mentioned. Even if you just want to say, hey there, we'll be there.
Thank you for tuning into another episode of
It's a Strange World After All. And thank you, as always, for keeping it strange with us.
Thank you. Bye.